Okay, so we're holding on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. At the top. So we learned in the Mishnah that the Gedarim for penning animals, which has well, there's an issue, there's a problem of it has the appearance that you're fertilizing the field. That's discussed in the Mishnah. So that kind of segues into this discussion over here, which is not a Shvius discussion, but about penning animals on Shabbos and Yontif. Doing that is a drabbanon, gzeira drabbanon of Zriya, because it's a type of it helps for planting. It's not an Isser D'Oraisa, but it is an Isser D'Rabbanan. So ein medayrin loy b'shabbosos v'lo b'yamim toivim v'lo b'cholo shel moed afilu b'toiva. So you're not allowed to pen animals for the purpose of manuring. That's here we're talking about where you're doing it for that purpose. If you recall in the Gemara, on the Mishnah, we said that we were mukim the Mishnah on Shvius as when you were actually not doing it for the purpose of Zibul. That when the Mishnah asked from a Brisa, and we said there you were. In the Mishnah, we're talking about where you're not doing it for the purpose of Zibul. But this din, which is brought in the Bavli and Moed Katan, on Daf Yudalad, is talking about where you are. That you're doing it for the purpose of being mezalvah the field. So ein medayrin lo b'shabbosos v'yomim tovim v'lo b'chol shel moed afilu b'toiva. And that means that you can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov and not on Chol HaMoed. Even b'toiva means even telling a non-Jew to do it, because whenever there's an isser amir la'akum, whenever there's an Isra Malacha, there's an Isra Amir La'akam, which included, may not be so well known, but even on Chol HaMoed, Malachas that you can't do, you wouldn't be able to tell a guy to do it either. So that's even, B'toiva means even to tell a non-Jew to do it and not to pay him, there would be an Isra of Amir La'akam. Now we're looking in that Goz Hagra, v'lo b'chol amoyed, afilu b'toiva, and he takes out the next words, v'ena r'shai l'hashiv, and it's v'imbo me'alein, if the non-Jew came on their own, then that would be mutter. Now there's a chiddush in that, because when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, depending on exactly what they're doing, in many cases, you would actually have to be mocha, you'd have to make a mocha for non-Jews doing malacha. Certainly on your property, and here we're saying that there's a kula here that you can let them continue if they came on their own. But ein mesayinoson, but you're not allowed to assist them. The eino rishai lahoshiv shomer, continuing with the gruz girsa, nor are you allowed to be meshiv to station a shomer, because if you station a shomer or your Messiah, it has the appearance that you instructed them to do it. And you instructed them or hired them to do it. And that is certainly usher. The loyal naires atzoin. Nor are you allowed to walk the sheep about, in other words, to get them to activate the bowels, to get the bowels moving. That is not allowed also. Because that is a problem of again it has the appearance that you hired these people to do it. So all these are not permitted. But v'mhayu oisin imoy b'shabbosos v'yomim tovim. But if the non-Jews were working from a larger period of time, so here it would be that would be permitted. So then, who are shai lahoishiv shomer ulanayir es etzoin and misayinosan, and you'd be allowed to assist them. So we're taking out the imbo mayalein here, and it's misayinosan. You'd be allowed to assist them, and both the Marifolda and the Pnei Moshe say that Looking at the Marifold of Hayu Osinim Shabbos L'Chodesh L'Moyed. That it would v'chenu b'taysefta does enu nira kenoisin tzchar Shabbos Yontif ela b'havla. It's havla. Now we're familiar with havla is well known the other way by tzchar Shabbos when you are doing work as the heter for a rav or a bal kariv or a chazan to receive tzchar that the tzchar he gets for Shabbos is b'havla of the work he does on the weekday. Here it's a different kind of havla is. That the type of arrangement was that you weren't necessarily hiring them to dafka do work on Shabbos. It was for an extended period of time, and the guy is doing it on Shabbos. So when he chooses, so that which he does on Shabbos, that work is considered b'havla with all the other work, and that's allowed. Okay.
Is there an issur of trapping? We didn't mention that we're penning them, but you're closing them in.
Well, there's trapping is only if it's bamino nitzod, at least at the raisa level. So there's a talking about domesticated animals. I don't. Could be that you wouldn't have the issur tzad here at all, really. And also, it's a large space. I would say there, where you. It's not a small area. So I don't think you'd have that. I don't think you'd have the issue.
You don't want to be misayeh because of marasayin.
Yeah.
So then why doesn't the same marasayin apply to samazayin? That was the first part of it. Why are they allowed? Why are you allowed to?
Because if you're misayeh, it looks like you're together with them in this. It looks like you wanted them.
Alayim does not marasayin.
No, then we're not questioned for that. Then we would say that they came on their own. You had nothing to do with it. So if you're involved, so then we're questioned that it looks like that you had hired them. Okay, Tani Rab Shimon ben Galil Oimer b'Shabbos medayrin b'toiva. On Shabbos you could pen animals b'toiva. In other words, that you can. Papashtus, it means that it can be done for free. Well, we'll see. I think Batova has a little bit more of a meaning to that.
Or a thank you, right?
With the thank you, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Uviyomtub imizonus. Uviyomtub, you could give mizonus to the ones working. You could pay for their mizonus.
Pay for food. It doesn't say booze. Pay them with food, but not with money.
Yeah. Uvecholo shel moyed, right? You're giving them food. That's the payment. Is you're giving them food. Uvecholo shel moyed afil beschar. So there's a kula here on Shabbos. So b'toiva, b'pashas it means that it's a heter with that it should be for free. That just you notice in Shulchan Aruch when it brings the din of ein machnis and son l'dayer b'cholo moyed ein machnis and son l'dayer b'cholo moyed lazal b'sada. There's a chiddush in being machzik loy toiva. Machzik loy toiva means that you show him that you appreciate it. There's a chiddush in that. In other words, that you may have said that you have to not let him know that's something that you like. So there's a chiddush that you can tell him that you appreciate what he's doing, and maybe he'll do it next time. But that's still permitted as long as you're not telling him to do it. Oh yeah, certainly you're not paying him. Yeah, you're not paying him. Okay. Tni hasoicheres atzoin aser lanaira. So if you rent sheep, you're not allowed to be menairit. You're not allowed. We'll see what that means. Ma'u lanaira molichem mimakom lamakom. You're not allowed to take it from place to place, which gets the bowels moving. So what's the problem? The Mari Folda says, Asul Naira, Afal Gav Shesachron Zavol Sadeu, even though, well, that's why he needs sheep. He needs sheep for the Zevel. Mikomokum Ain Rashai Lanaira Ukdamafar Shesachron Lazman Muit, Vun Menaira Menar Glolim Lagamri. It's like emptying out from the Glolim. So there is an interest in these Glolim. that the that when it's going to be Lazman Mu'it, we'll see the chiluk between Zman Mu'it and Zman Meruba. The owner wants to keep some of the glolim. He didn't intend that he should rent the animal and get all the glolim out. So that's not the element astam lo sachar zel mashmatil glolim out. The normal amount below near kadei sheachzir and lamaskir lo yinur mikol because he doesn't want them being empty of glolim. Aval kashe sachru lizman meruba. But if he rents them for a long period of time, then Rishayel and Aaron chutz miyom akron shemachzir and lamaskir, except for the last day, and that's what the Gemara continues. Hada amra b'shesachru lizman mu'it. That's only if he rents them for a small amount of time. Avol b'shesachru lizman meruba mutter, because lizman meruba, he knows that these glolim are going to come out eventually. So he could be menara because if he has it for a couple months. What's the problem? These are going to come out in his rishus either way. So, but also ayom achron aser. But on the last day, it's aser because the last day that already those golem are going to. Yes. So, he has to leave some golem for him. So evidently, the golem are something that they really wanted.
Right, and all the farmers knew when to stop.
They knew when to stop what?
When to stop walking the sheep around?
Yeah, exactly. That's what the halacha is saying, right?
The halacha is saying you can't do extra sheep walking. You can do the basic amount, but the ones that's done, you know, explicitly for that's clearly for getting the glolim out, that you're not allowed to do. Okay. Rab Chuna b'shem Rab Nachman bar Yaakov. So now we have a health tip from the Gemara. Hahein da'azalei latzarka. Someone who needs to use the bathroom. He's constipated. V'lo misani. He can't. Yezel min asar la'asar v'u misani. He should walk around. And if he walks around, it'll relieve his constipation. He'll be able to do what he needs to do. That's what the Gemara says. Rav Huna b'shem arokvon chafrisei ikar tav l'me'ei. This chafrise, the root of this plant, which is called the chafrisa, is good for the intestines, for loosening the bowels that a person will be able to go to the bathroom when he needs to. Okay. So we learned in the Mishnah that after you pen the area, then when it fills up, then you have to bring it out and pile it up the way that is elaborated in the beginning of the Mishnah, that with the previous Mishnah, the Esser Mashpelos and the Shalosh Hashpasos. So the Gemara has a question over here. Rav Chiya bar Abba Shaul, Achloi Pasku Ovde Avoda, or we know the Ovre Avera from the first Mishnah. Ma'u She Mutter Lahotzi Minasar. So would you be allowed, because you're allowed to enclose your animals and get zevel out, you're allowed to do that even before Pasku Ovdei Avoda. So are you allowed to then fill it up, bring it out, and put it into the piles? Are you allowed to do that even before Shepasku Ovdei Avoda? And the reason that you should be allowed to is because if it stays here, so then it's being mezavel the field. It would be more, you would think that more of a svar that you should bring it out and put it into piles, and it shouldn't be sitting all around, because then it could be mezavel the field. Alternatively, the other svar is that maybe it's a low plug, that maybe they always want the ashpasos, the piles to come out after the zman of the mishapasku of the avoda, like we learned in the first Mishnah. So maybe we're not going to go with that svara, and you should only bring it out into the piles after the time of pasku of the avoda. And the Gemara does not have a solution to this question.
Are there any piles in the field already?
It doesn't sound like there would have to be. It's not. It doesn't seem like it's totally on that.
And he can make them whatever size he wants, and
he should
use those containers. Or?
He would make them the same format that.
3 and 10.
Yeah, depending on how you go. Yeah. Okay. So the next Mishnah talks about the inyan of a quarry, that you're not allowed to start a quarry, when you, in other words, clear the dirt to expose the stone that you're using for stone, because it has the appearance that you want to clear the stones as a heksher for planting. And there are rules for when you'd be allowed to clear dirt out of a quarry. And it's basically, and the yisod basically is, that's totally on whether the quarry had a shame of being a quarry already before you began. So that's what this mishnah is talking about. Well, yiftach adam machzei...
Excuse me, he's going to use the stones for something?
He plans on using the stones, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't actually have to end up using it. If he were to remove the stones, which he'd be allowed to do if he's allowed to expose them, he can only remove them for the purpose of using them. He can't remove them as a heksher for Zriya. But yeah. But we're talking about when at the point that which he'd even be allowed to remove the soil to even expose the stones. So lo yiftach adam machzei b'tchila l'toch sadeyu, we can't initiate a quarry in his field ad shibo sholosh marbios shein sholosh al rum sholosh. So you have to have three rows, like pictured in A over here, where you have 3 by 3 by 3. Three rows of 3 by 3 by 3. It doesn't mean that they're actually cut into that. It's a whole stone, but that you would be able to cut stones of that shape, that size, which is you have three rows that each stone would be 1 by 1 by 3, and there are nine stones in each row. And then you have three rows of that.
That's a minimum or a maximum?
Minimum. That's a minimum.
So he's got 27 stones lined up already, so then he can go ahead and get more, and it won't look like planting.
He has to have 27 1 by 1 by 3 stones that not lined up, that a stone that could
potential.
The potential for that, yeah. It's a big right now it's a big stone. It's just a big stone. But you could
cover it.
Well, it has to be exposed.
Then what are you doing wrong then?
He's gonna cut up the stone?
You're gonna clear additional soil. This has to be you have to have these three exposed rows of this size already to be able to continue. Correct. It has to be clear that it's already known as a quarry before you can begin and continue clearing the soil. That's the rule here. And the shear of this is that it's three rows of shalosh al shalosh of rum shalosh. That's as you see in the picture, three by three by three. Each stone is a 1 by 1 by 3, and you have three rows of that.
And then those sizes are critical.
That's a minimum. Yeah, it could be bigger, but that's the minimum. Yeah. Yeah.
These 3 by 3 by 3 are tvachim.
Amos.
That's big.
Yeah. That's to be a quarry. It's got to be a big stone. Yeah. So it's 27 stones of 27 stones of that size. Okay. Geder sheyesh bo eser avonim shel masu shnayim shnayim hari yunatlu. A fence that has 10 stones that would require. He has 10 large stones that would require two people to move them. That could be removed. So the reason for this is because You could even take the small stones out of such a fence. And the reason why you need these to have stones like this is because if it's such a hush of a structure, some farshim say that nobody is going to demolish a structure like that just for the purpose of planting in that area. It doesn't make sense. So if you're taking these stones, it must be because you're gonna use these stones. So it doesn't have it. It's very clear that you are going to be using it for the purpose of the stones of building that and not for the purpose of clearing the ground for planting.
We're talking about now Shvius, not Shabbos anymore, right?
Yeah, this is all about this is all Shvius. It's all Shvius.
Shabbos is booked up.
Yeah. Okay. Shir geder asara tefachim. The shear of a fence. The shear of a geder would be asara tefachim. It has to be 10 tefachim high. If it's less than that, pachas mikan machtzev. Less than that, it has the halach of a quarry, and the gomamo ad pachos mina aretz tefach. And you can only raise it until there's a tefach above the ground. Now this halach of tefach above the ground applies to the beginning of the Mishnah also. Whenever you have a machzev and you're going to clear the soil and you're going to take the stones, you have to leave a tefach. That's part of the hekker. Yeah, because exactly. So as not to look like you're clearing the ground. The Mishnah weighed it. This is actually in the Mishnah. It's a later Mishnah.
In this case, you're leaving a tefach of what?
Stone. You're leaving a tefach of stone. You have to leave the tefach. It has the din of a machzev if it's less than asara tefachim. If it would be more than asara tefachim, you'd actually be able to remove the whole thing. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That if it would be more than asara tefachim, you could take the whole thing out. If it's less, it has the halacha of a machzev. It has the quarry halacha, and then you would have to leave. You would have to leave a tefach standing.
If it's more, it's not a machzev.
If it's more, then that's the cool. That's a structure. That's the cool of a structure.
Oh.
The cool of a structure is that you could demolish the whole thing, and it's clear that you're not using it for you're not demolishing it for the purpose of being machshir zriya, for facilitating planting. It's clear that you're using it for the stones for construction purposes. But that's only if it has a shear of a geder. If it's smaller than a geder, so then it would have the din of a machzev.
Then you have to leave a tefach. Then you would have to leave
Then you have to leave a tefach. Yeah. Yeah.
The machzev that you're talking about here is not what I'm used to calling a quarry. Stone quarry is usually very big, but
this is a mini quarry, and it would have to. It would have to
fit in between a getter
and. It would have to fit the parameters of a quarry also, which would be would have to be at least nominal. At least an arm in one direction. What the Mishnah said of shalosh. Okay. B'amed dvarim amurim mitoch shelo, avol mitoch shel chavero mashu rotze yito. This is only a problem. All these halachas are only when it's done mitoch shelo. But if he's taking out of his friend's field, so mashi rotze yito, he could take whatever he wants. Because...
He has permission.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. He has to have permission to take the stones. Presumably he's going to buy the stones from him. But no one is choshed that he's working the field. No one's going to give up their field to let him
that was the kavana of the seller. Clear the field to be able to plant.
Yeah. So, but apparently, no one thinks that he's going to be letting him plant in his field. He'll sell him stones, but he's not going to give up the field to him.
No. You're saying they made
the
sell
the guy that's buying the stones. I'm saying the owner of the field that's selling the stones, the guy that's taking the stones out, he's helping the owner of the field by clearing the field because in his kavana.
Oh, his kavana.
In his kavana, the owner of the
his
field.
Kavana,
his kavana is to clear the field.
His kavana is to clear the field.
Right. It's a win-win situation for him. He's selling the stones and clearing this field. How do we not know that that's the Maharaj's eye?
The Maharaj is talking about the person who's doing the work. Is it us or him?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We don't. Right. No, in other words, yeah. You'd be right if he. What?
He says in 12, people don't suspect one of clearing another person's field.
But again, that's
right. He's asking that the person who owns the field.
Yeah.
So he's doing it. He's letting somebody take out his stones because he wants to clear it. On that in Achanami, I think it would be he wouldn't be allowed to do that. But we're talking to the Dr. Change
so is insane. Talk about that?
So the guy taking the stones is still allowed to take it out.
If he knows,
the owner of the field has the kavana.
Then he's a messiah. Then it could be. Then he's a messiah. They over Averi wouldn't be allowed to do that if he knows. But
both have to know it then.
Yeah, if he knows it's his kavana, l'chori he should not be doing that. But we're talking about a case where he does not think that's the reason he's doing it. Mitoch shel chaveru ma shirotza yito b'amed dvar mamurim. Bizman shlo hiskil bo meir of shvias. Avalam hiskil bo meir of shvias. Mashu rotze yitol. So, and this is also only talking about, all these halachas are only talking about when he didn't begin clearing the stones, meir of shvias. But if he had already started. He had already started taking from the stones on before Shvius, then he can take whatever he wants, and there wouldn't be any restrictions whatsoever. Even if there was less, you didn't have the 27 stones and any of that. If he had already began taking from those stones before Shvius started, then it was already understood to be a quarry before Shvius. And then at that point he could take from the stones and he could clear additional areas, and there are no restrictions because it was understood already that this was already being used as a quarry, and there wouldn't be a problem.
I think to answer Dov, your question, I think the whole Mishnah's premise is that this is only a question. Everybody understands that this is being used for the right reasons. The question is it's still a problem. Of Mexico,
the
sacred field.
Right,
but the answer is it's not.
We're talking to good people here.
Right.
They're doing the right thing. Right. That's right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, hey Chavida. So this math that the Gemara is saying here, I'm not totally sure, and haven't seen anybody explain it why the Gemara says this. At least the mahalach that we've been working with. Klasa zimnin min teisha teisha zimnin min tlas esrin v'sheva. So the Gemara is saying it's 3 times 3 times 3, which equals 27. I'm not sure what the Gemara is being mechadish over here. At least that's the calculation. 3 times 3 times 3. Okay.
We have the same issue.
That what?
It does the math for us when we can do the math.
Yeah. Okay. Tni machziv shebeino lebein chavero upasach bo chavero beheter mutter vim hoisa reka aser. So you have this quarry that is between him and his friend's field. It's on the border. It goes from his field to his friend's field, and his friend already started, and so his friend already started cutting away from it. So that we view as one quarry. And that would become and he did that before Shvius, and that would be permitted. And the Mari Folda says not only would that be permitted, in other words, he had the Chav Zayin Avonim on his side of the fence. whatever fence, but on his side of the border, he had the Chav Zayin Avonim. Even if you didn't have it, then it would be mutter liftoach lechatchila v'mhoisa reka aser. But if he had cleared all the stones from his side, even if it originally you had this quarry that was crossing over, but if he had cleared all the stones, then it would be aser for you to clear any more dirt from that area on Shemitah.
Do a press conference.
All right.